Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour on Motown Memories, we'll be featuring all number one songs from 1980 through 1982 on the Motown and Motown subsidiary record labels. This half hour, we'll hear from Smokey Robinson, Jermaine Jackson, Diana Ross, and Stevie Wonder. All coming up this half hour, right here on Motown Memories.
Wide, 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 wide It's Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
To Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A Motown Memory from Diana Ross, a number one hit on the dance and disco charts from 1980, I'm Coming Out. Before that, Jermaine Jackson's number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1980, Let's Get Serious. And we started with Smokey Robinson's number one on the U.S. pop charts, Cruisin'. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring all number one songs this hour from 1980 through 1982. Well, coming up, another number one song from Diana Ross, number one on the U.S. Billboard charts and the rhythm and blues charts from 1980, Upside Down. Well, Diana Ross began her third decade in the music business with the biggest hit of her career coming up. Upside Down demonstrated its potential early. After debuting at number 82 on July 12, 1980, it took 4 weeks to rise to number 49. Then, in one gigantic leap, it skyrocketed to number 10. When it reached the top of the Hot 100 on September 6th, it stayed there for 4 weeks, longer than any of her solo number ones. Well, in 1980, Diana Ross was teamed up with the hottest production team of the year, Bernard Edwards and Nile Rodgers. And it had been 4 years since Diana had recorded a top 10 single. In fact, all of her singles in the 1970s followed a strange pattern. They either went to number one or they missed the top 10 completely. Well, Diana left Motown in 1981 and signed with RCA for North America and EMI Capital for the rest of the world. Severing the ties with her longtime label did not mean ending her friendship with mentor and Motown founder Berry Gordy, but it was time for her to be in charge. So let's listen to her last number one song on the Motown record label, Upside Down, right here on Motown Memories.
Around and around, you're turning me. I say to thee, respect.
Tom with your requests. Motown Memories. Motown Memories. @yahoo.com. That's Motown Memories @yahoo.com.
We'll be down.
great song from Stevie Wonder, Master Blaster. It reached number one on the rhythm and blues charts from 1980. And we started with Upside Down, Diana Ross's number one, also from 1980. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We're featuring 1980 and 1981's number one songs on the Motown and Motown subsidiary record labels this half hour. Well, coming up, the first number one from 1980, Being With You, Smokey Robinson. Well, Smokey began a low-key solo career while concentrating on his duties as vice president of Motown, releasing his first solo record called Smokey in 1973. His first hit single called Sweet Harmony in 1973 was dedicated to the Miracles. Well, in 1975, Smokey's solo career went into full drive after the success of the number one hit, Baby That's Back At Ya, Robinson's 1976 single, Quiet Storm, and its accompanying album typifying a genre of smooth, slow rhythm and blues that has spawned late-night radio shows called Quiet Storm. Well, Being With You came from the title track from his 1981 album called Being With You. The song spent 5 weeks at number one on the Hot Soul single charts during the spring of 1981, and it reached number two on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, behind Betty Davis Eyes by Kim Carnes. Being With You was Smokey's highest charting solo hit on the pop charts. It was also a number one hit in the UK for 2 weeks in June of 1981, becoming Robinson's second UK number one single and his first as a solo artist. It would mark his last appearance on the UK singles chart. Well, here is Smokey Being With You right here on Motown Memories.
Say no,
The sweet sound of Smokey Robinson with Being With You, number one in the U.S. pop charts and number one in the rhythm and blues charts from 1981. Well, Smokey's song brings this half hour of Motown Memories to a close. We featured all number one songs from 1980 and 1981. Well, coming up, we'll keep it in 1981, so keep it right here on Motown Memories.